Go ahead, because I'm gonna talk to these guys. So.
Are they coming right now?
Yeah. Well, if they are, if they're coming this way, they might go into the building. Gentlemen, the best way to handle this is to get rid of the abortion clinic in your building. That's the best way to handle it. Stop murdering babies in your building. It's not funny, young man. Blood of innocent children is on your hands.
I can tell you my brothers right now, Lord God, that you just give us the right words to say in the right frame of mind and with love, Lord God. Don't let us get angry. Give us wisdom to handle these police officers. Open their hearts that they may be receptive to the gospel and to what we're doing here, to the truth. Give them discernment, Lord God, and help us all handle ourselves in a way that one who loves you would handle ourselves. Mm-hmm. Give us what we need, because we're flesh and we tend to do things that and think things we shouldn't. But Lord God, please fill us with the Holy Spirit right now, that we may be examples of you and be witnesses to these officers about your salvation and your love, and let them know why we're here. In Jesus' name, we just turn it all over to you, the whole mm-hmm. conversation, the whole way it turns out. It's all in your hands. We surrender it all to you. In Jesus' name, Lord God.
Amen. 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 Amen.
That's kind of cool when they do that, you know?
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna put this down. Morning, officers.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Doing well. How are you today?
Doing well.
Good. My name's Tony.
Tony, nice to meet you.
Good to meet you, too.
Yeah, I'm Tony.
Murphy.
Nice to meet
you. Nice to meet you,
guys.
So what's going on? I mean, we've heard from them, obviously. Uh-huh. Saw talking to the property manager. But what's going on here with you guys? Just give us your story.
Well, we've been out here now for about 2.5 years.
Okay.
The ladies down at the end, they've been out here for 20 or 30. Yeah.
Right. We see you guys.
Nothing out of the ordinary.
What's your MO here?
MO is we hold signs, we call out to people going into the building, we ask them if they're here for an abortion.
Right.
There's 20 businesses in the building, so not everybody coming in is.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and if they give some kind of
indication.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and if they give some kind of indication that they are, then we plead with them not to do it, to let us help them, point them to the clinic across the street.
That's absolutely your right to be here giving your message. And you have your beliefs, and that's great. I absolutely respect that. The only issue that I'm hearing about so far is...
Keep
moving, sir.
He's fucking very disrespectful coming out of here. I mean, this motherfucker is getting at my ears, screaming at me. This thing, you know what I mean?
You are the other officer. You are rubbing people the wrong way.
Yep.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Obviously, you're telling people to stop doing something they've already decided to do.
Yeah.
So that's going to elicit an emotional reaction.
Sure.
I get that. That's actually okay. But if you're preventing them from coming in or making them feel as if they can't come in mm-hmm. or feel threatened in any way,
sure.
then that's actually an issue.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you. Yeah, so we're very... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
I was just going to say, that's the only crime I'm hearing about so far.
Okay.
Is if you're actually preventing the business from flowing. That's
we're...
See that?
Yeah, we're very, very careful to never impede anyone's movement on the sidewalk or in and out of the driveway. We're, even though there's nothing that says we can't step onto the property because there's so many buildings, you know, the better course of valor is to stay completely off the property, so we do. We make no threats to anyone. I make sure to either audio or video record everything that's happening because you guys get called quite a bit.
We do.
And it's ultimately going to be a he said, she said kind of thing because it's not happening in your presence. So
the property manager is...
He's new. They just sold the building.
Well, he's the one you have to deal with now, though.
Yeah.
He's here, and it's an issue for him.
Yeah.
So
we knew it would be since they transferred ownership.
You don't want to push him to do anything, try and take any legal action against him. He's, you know, they have recordings of what you're doing as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they could take some legal action.
Sure.
You know, I don't think you want that.
No.
I think you want to just be able to continue. People see your signs. People hear what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to keep driving, you have to let them.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
You can't tell them any differently.
I have no authority to stop them from going in or out.
Exactly.
None at all. No authority whatsoever.
You know that.
Yeah. I'm not going to share this with you to score any points with you or anything, but I'm a retired deputy sheriff, and so, you know, I'm not asking for any favoritism or anything. I'm just sharing that with you because I've handled calls. I've handled calls like this. I know that I can't, you know, I know that I can't impede anyone's traffic. I know people are going to call because some of the people here don't want us here. Over the last couple of years, we've actually established a really good rapport with some of the business owners. At, you know, 2 years ago, all we got were one finger waves. But now we're starting to know people by name. They wave to us. But yeah, what we're doing is going to upset people. And the goal isn't simply to make people mad. It's to try to convince them to change their minds and then offer them help. We tell the young men and women who are coming in that, look, we care as much about you as we do about your unborn child. You know, so, but I completely understand what you're saying. I don't have a problem at all with anything you've said.
And honestly, I support your message. I just don't want you to have run into trouble.
I appreciate that. I do. I appreciate that.
And at this rate, based on some things they've seen, you could. So you seen a back down in terms of standing in the driveway, which they have video of someone standing in the driveway.
We do stand here doing some research. This is a driveway approach, and I called someone from the city who handles sidewalks and what have you, and they assured me that the driveway approach is public property, and so long as I'm not impeding anybody from coming in or out, it's okay for me to stand there.
If you're turning in here,
we get out of the way. Yeah. We've had people drive through and actually try to hit us with their cars. So we're very cognizant of people coming in and out.
Oh yeah.
You know, because we don't want to get hit.
Walking right here, people don't.
Right. Right. I know. But yeah, we don't want to get hurt, and so we're not gonna, you know, we're not gonna go to war with a 4,000-pound car.
You don't want to get hurt, and you don't want to be potentially committing a misdemeanor crime where he's.
Sure.
Do a private person's arrest.
Understood.
Yeah. Write a report against you.
Understood.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you.
Do you agree that you've done that at all?
No. I haven't violated the law in any way whatsoever.
Have you seen others here?
No, sir. I mean, I'm out here Tuesday mornings, and I'm out here again Saturday mornings. The guys who are with me are usually the guys who are here, and they're all very well versed on what we can and cannot do. So, you know, we're...
I'm telling you what I'm hearing from them.
Understood. Sure.
Understand.
Understand. But yeah, no, I understand. No, you got two sides of a story, and you've got to determine what's true and what's not. I understand.
Right now, we're just advising you.
Sure.
Make sure there's no impression. You're not giving the impression that you're blocking people or intimidating them or making them feel threatened.
Absolutely.
Those are the only things I'm hearing here.
Yeah. I agree with you. And it's our goal never to do any of those things.
Good.
You know Phil Ruiz? Yeah, he's my senior leader. Yeah. Oh, it's over here. Yeah. Goodbye. Yep, yeah.
Do you have any other questions for us?
No, sir.
All right, gentlemen.
Thank you for your time. Thank you very much. Thank you for your time,
right, sir.
Thank you
very much.
All right. You gentlemen have a good day. Stay safe.
Well, I guess they did get schooled in the First Amendment.
Well, a little bit. They're saying that we're blocking the driveway.
You told me
that they have film of that, or
no, they don't.
Well,
it's okay.
Yeah, but either way,
where's the film then?
Yeah, either way, I assured the officer that we're here to abide by the law and do what we need to do.
Yeah, I know, but I...
Huh? What were you getting back here for? Well, we're out here for the abortion clinic on the second floor.
Yeah. Yeah, people are bringing their babies in.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Right, watch your back. Watch your back.
Have a good day, man.
God bless you.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
I told him, I said, see that man right there?
I told him, wanted to see that man right there? He's the security guard for the abortion clinic. He's been sitting with us all morning.
Huh? Go talk to him.